from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Christopher Marsess reports for the Berkshire Eagle that the Berkshire Museum is returning the remains of two of the Stockmunsee Community Band of Mohican Indians to the tribe 33 years after a federal law mandating museums return all cultural objects and remains. In 1990, the Native American Graves Protection and Reparation Act ordered the return of the artifacts. The remains of an adult and an adolescent from the 19th century were recovered at a river washout in Springfield, Longmeadow. The story does not say why it took so long to return the remains after the law was passed, but said that other, and I quote, institutions have been slow to return them, either from lack of staff resources or bureaucratic inertia, as well as the varying abilities of tribes to identify and pursue claims, end quote. Bonnie Hartley, who is the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer for the tribe, said, and I quote, "We are trying to step in and respectfully care for the ancestors and provide a dignified reburial for them so they don't remain on shelves in the museum and dispersed in their journey," end quote. The Stockbridge-Munsee community is now based in Wisconsin since they were forced from their homelands in the Berkshires and the Hudson River Valley more than 200 years ago. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Doug LaRocque reports in the Upstater that plans for a splash pad at Shatford Park in New Lebanon are now on hold after estimates of cost ballooned from $75,000 to $300,000 and a test well for the water was unstable. The town board heard these results at a November 14th meeting when some floated ideas about drilling another test well or just buying some lawn sprinklers. First, New Lebanon Town Supervisor Trista Hodling suggested that the board could scrap the idea altogether, drill a second test well, or make repairs to a water feature that currently exists in the park but is unstable and considered dangerous. Then someone mentioned that the town used to have a second well, but gave it to a neighbor after the town was responsible for contaminating the well. The board agreed to look into the well to see if it was still contaminated and if it could be returned to the town. Read more about this story in the Upstater. Molly Burke reports in the Times Union that fewer young adults and teenagers in New York have jobs than before the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the data from the State Department of Labor. Last year, New York youth unemployment rate was second in the nation at 11.4%. In 2020, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the rate of unemployment among that age group was more than 17%. The year before the pandemic, the unemployment rate was 10.3%. In the capital region, last year's youth unemployment rate was 10.9% and 11.4% in the Hudson Valley. Rusty Weaver, director of research at the Cornell School of Industrial and Labor Relations Buffalo CoLab, said, and I quote, "There are a number of reasons for that, but one of them is probably that across the nation, the number one industry for young adults is leisure and hospitality. In New York State, that's a sector that really hasn't experienced the same trajectory of recovery as a lot of other industries," end quote. Melissa Fleischert, president and CEO of the New York State Restaurant Association, said many food service businesses need help, saying, and I quote, "It's a very good job to enter the market and learn all those soft skills for employment, how to show up on time, how to handle customer service, greet people, put a smile on your face, put down your phone, those types of skills that we have to learn as we first enter the job market," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.